FC United won 3-0 at Chasetown thanks to goals from Michael Norton, Dean Stott from the penalty spot, and Matthew Wolfenden at the death. James Spencer made a great save from a controversial penalty late on in the first half when the score was 1-0, and United took advantage of the let-off to seal victory in the second half. FC United began the game fairly brightly, keeping possession in spite of the slippery surface. Kyle Jacobs picked up the ball on one of the fullback's many roams into Chasetown's half. An excellent cross was well placed to meet with Norton, who'd made the run through to finish the move with a fine, decisive header between the post and keeper, Ryan Price.
Balls across field now, right-hand side. Good header there by FC United's captain, brought down by Johnson. Taken over there by Jacobs. Going to get the ball to the penalty here. That's a wonderful ball cross. Norton, goal! Talking about a bit of penetration there. 50th goal for Michael Norton. Jacobs won the header over halfway line. Beat went beyond the defender. Put a wonderful ball into exactly where you want it to be. Michael Norton with a bit of room. Poor defending has to be said, but he's heading with some of them. Goalkeeper with no chance at all. And FC United, the first bit of penetration beyond the defence, they scored a goal. Why can't we do that from the beginning of the game?
It was a cracking cross that as
well. It was superb,
wasn't it?
It looked as though United's lead was about to be wiped out as a hotly contested penalty was awarded to the home side. Such was the dispute, Jacobs earned himself a booking for dissent in the aftermath. Dean Perro stepped up to face Spencer and a packed stand of the FC travelling faithful, who were sent into raptures when the FC number one pulled off a fantastic stop to save his second penalty in as many games.
Back into the penalty area, so pushing it back in the penalty. Making a lot of noise. Perro steps up. And what a wonderful save by FC United. Spencer, he was hit with a lot of power. Spencer got down well. I think he's come off his knees and then onto his hands.
For the second half, Wolfenden was then brought down in the area, and in a reverse of the first half, United were awarded the second penalty of the game. Stott made the conversion look easy to score his second consecutive penalty.
Play the ball outside of his foot, and Wolfenden now. Nice touch by Wolfenden. And it's a penalty to FC United in Manchester. This time he doesn't go straight down the middle, he whacks it low and hard into the bottom right hand corner. The goalkeeper with no chance whatsoever, couldn't even attempt to make the save because it was a superb. Michael Norton jumping up like a giddy child.
As the game wound down to the final whistle, United capped off the afternoon victory with a third goal. The ball came back out from midfield to Norton, and as the keeper left his net to try and claim the ball, Wolfenden slipped in behind and slotted the ball into the far corner from a tight angle.
Possessing United with an opportunity now. Norton, can he get beyond the goalkeeper because he's out of his goal? There's an opportunity, the ball's in the back of the net. Is it? Yes, it is! And who is it? Let's have a look. Because the goalkeeper came out, it's the far right side. Is it Matthew Wolfenden?
United's performance may not have had all the finesse of an outstanding football display. However, a well-deserved victory on the road in difficult conditions gives the Reds 3 more points on the board and boosts the goal difference, which could well prove important as several teams vie to finish in the playoff places.